A runoff set in the L.A. mayor's primary. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Billionaire real estate developer and former Republican turned Democrat gets enough votes to force a runoff in the Democratic primary for mayor of Los Angeles.
We are not helpless in the face of our problems. We will not allow the city to decline. We will no longer accept excuses. We have the power to change direction of Los Angeles, and that's the way we're voting.
Caruso will face Congresswoman Karen Bass in the runoff in a race that's been focused on public safety and homelessness. Also in California, San Francisco residents voted to recall liberal district attorney Chesa Boudin. California Governor Gavin Newsom easily won the Democratic primary as he seeks a second term in office. And three other states also held governor's primaries on Tuesday.
In New Mexico, Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham will go for another term facing ex-TV meteorologist Mark Ronchetti in November. Meanwhile, in South Dakota, Republican Kristi Noem is a step closer to a second term as governor. She easily won her GOP primary and will face Democrat Jamie Smith later this year. In Iowa, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds and Democrat Deirdre DeGere were unopposed and will meet in November. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Senate Democrats say they're making progress in a bipartisan effort to deal with escalating gun violence. Meantime, actor Matthew McConaughey visited Washington Tuesday to plead with Congress to finally do something. He later told Fox News,
I am not running for political office. I'm here because on the 24th of May, I got the news that there was a mass shooting in the town that I was born in, Uvalde, Texas.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A passenger train partially derailed in eastern Iran early Wednesday. Authorities say the crash killed at least 10 people and injured 50, some critically. It's hurricane season and time for those who live in Florida and those high-rises to assess just how susceptible they are to storms.
Miami has one of the largest skylines in the country, crowded with high-rises and skyscrapers. On Miami Beach alone, there are over 450 buildings they consider high-rise. And with hurricane season looming over the cities and others like it, each year residents need to keep safety in mind if considering to stay home during storms. We speak with Ignatius Carroll of the City of Miami Fire Department, who advises residents what to do. For example, clearing patios of items, closing all windows, staying away from them, and finding an interior spot.
Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell. A golfing great decides to sit out a big tournament.
The U.S. Open will not include three-time champion Tiger Woods, who announced Tuesday on Twitter he had informed the U.S. Golf Association he will not be competing. Tiger wrote, "My body needs more time to get stronger for major championship play." He withdrew from last month's PGA Championship before the final round because of the toll taken on his surgically repaired leg. The U.S. Open tees off next Thursday at the Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts. Tiger said he hopes and plans to be ready to play two events next month, the J.P. McManus Pro-Am in Ireland, and then the Open Championship, the British Open, in St. Andrews, Scotland. Tiger wrote, "I'm excited to get back out there soon." Jared Max, Fox News.
And the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the New York Rangers 4-1 Tuesday night to skate on in the Eastern Conference Series, the Lightning tying the series 2-2, Game 5, Thursday night in New York. And the Dow rose 264 points yesterday. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.